In this podcast, I will provide an overview of what MOOCs are and why they are relevant. The technology section of a 2012 article in the Chronicle of Higher Education describes MOOCs, massive open online courses, as, quote, classes that are taught online to large numbers of students with minimal involvement by professors. Typically, students watch short video lectures and complete assignments that are graded either by machines or by other students. That way, a lone professor can support a class of hundreds of thousands of participants. For a small cost or for free, classes are offered by prestigious universities like Stanford and Yale, state universities, community colleges, and even corporations. There are no applications or vetting. Prospective students simply sign up and begin class. This concept seems to go against everything most of us are taught about teaching online: immediate instructor feedback, instructor presence, and timely grading. And MOOCs certainly have challenges, such as the absence of a degree or certificate to document a student's work, and intellectual property rights for instructors. However, for those who genuinely want to learn subject matter, the traditional requirements might not offer value to the learning experience. Y. Wang and R. Baker's study, printed in a 2015 issue of the Journal of Online Learning and Teaching, notes that students enrolling in MOOCs generally have mastery goals. In fact, MOOC students can have a variety of goals when taking a course. That MOOCs don't impact an academic record means that a student does not even have to finish a course to have met his or her learning goal. Wang and Baker's study is, I quote, suggestive that student interest in content is more important for course completion than student interest in MOOCs. I have included links to three online MOOCs for your review. These are only a sample, as there are dozens and dozens of them available, each offering its own selected course offerings. Now that I have provided a brief overview of what MOOCs are, I will share two examples of what is being written about MOOCs' relevance to the academic community. A 2014 report from the University of Texas at Arlington Symposium, written by A.D. Salisbury, posted on the Inside Higher Education website, offers a list of effects MOOCs are having on universities. Three of them are increased institutional consciousness about the future of the digital, team-based course design, and creation of new space for experimentation. C. Sandin, in a 2013 issue of Change, notes that universities could viably work with MOOCs in reciprocal arrangements. In her article, Sandin provides a list of these uses. They are as follows: enhance reputations, engage alumni, recruit students for fee-based degree programs, replace more traditional learning management systems, provide students with additional preparation or tutoring, use learning analytics for course design or refinement, try new pedagogies that might be imported into fee-based online and classroom-based programs, provide professional development opportunities for faculty preparing to teach new courses, and internationalize place-based courses. The two sources I have shared view MOOCs as having a positive impact on higher education, but MOOCs do have their detractors. A review of peer-reviewed journal articles in the academic databases demonstrates that MOOCs are the center of research and debate, indicating that regardless of how the future of MOOCs fare, they are a relevant concept today. In this podcast, I have provided a brief overview of the definition of MOOCs and their relevancy. Clearly, they are worth an online educator's consideration.